A new Oireachtas committee formed to consider the issue of assisted dying has been holding its first public meeting today. It was formed to consider and make recommendations relating to a statutory right to assist a person to end their life and a statutory right to receive such assistance. It's been chaired by Independent Deputy Michael Healy-Ray, who said it was a complex issue.
The members of the Joint Committee on Assisted Dying are committed to working together and with all of those who engage with the committee to examine the issues around assisted dying. It is a very complex and important issue, and we are all very well aware of this.
In her opening statement to the committee, Sinead Gibney, Chief Commissioner with the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, raised concerns about the possibility of unintended consequences.
As Ireland's national human rights institution, it's important that we set out the significant human rights and equality issues which you as legislators will need to be mindful of in your upcoming debates and deliberations. These include the right to life, respect for human dignity, personal autonomy, and the protection of certain at-risk groups, in particular disabled people, people with life-limiting illnesses, people who may be in relationships where coercive control is exerted, and older people.
Sinead Gibney from the Human Rights and Equality Commission. Well, let's talk now to our political correspondent Paul Cunningham, who sat in on those proceedings this morning. Paul, the first of the public sittings of this specially established committee. What's it been asked to do and what kind of timelines have been set for its work?
Just on the timelines issue, this committee has a responsibility to report within 9 months. The committee chair said it was open to them to seek more time from the Shannon and the Doyle. But I think there's going to be real pressure to try and deliver a report and recommendations by March, because if it is the case that the committee decides to recommend legislation, the government would have to consider it and get it through the Oireachtas before its term in office falls. And so I think that's going to be the focus, deal with it within 9 months. Within the actual committee itself, it is to evaluate whether or not it wants to recommend that 1993 legislation, which effectively precludes a person from taking their own life, whether that's going with assistance, whether that's going to be changed. So it's open to them to recommend making that change or not. What was interesting, Brian, from the tone of the meeting today was there was no echo of the 1980s and 1990s, no bad-tempered finger-pointing. I think everyone recognised it's a profound moral and ethical issue, that it is incredibly complicated, and that it's one that they're going to really have to feel their way through.
And from the exchanges this morning, what are the key issues that are emerging in relation to the work that it's going to be doing, would you say?
I think this issue of unintended consequences, you put your finger on it there. I mean, Ms. Gibney from the Irish Human Rights Equality Commission did say that in her view it was possible to legislate for assisted dying if proper safeguards are put in place. And I think that's going to be one of the key challenges for this particular committee. It was notable from people like Fine Gael's Alan Fowler, from the independent Senator Ronan Mullen, that they had concerns in relation to coercion and pressure related to older people, people with disabilities, abilities, the weaker in society, that they could find themselves being forced into making a decision when that wasn't something that they wanted to do. And indeed, Senator Mullen did press Ms. Gibney on that suggestion that she had, that it was possible to legislate and overcome issues of unintended consequences. She said the Commission hadn't adopted a position itself, that it was going to consider. It may come back to the committee with a recommendation. But he wanted to know a little bit more about, given that basis that they hadn't made a recommendation, how she could be definitive on it. And her answer was that other legislations, other countries had dealt with this issue before, and on that basis it would be possible for Ireland to do so as well.
Very good. Paul Cunningham, political correspondent for the moment. Thank you very much for that.